ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're a nation that's obsessed with celebs, and the more private they are, the more we want to know. Every week in Fabulous Magazine, we talk to our most loved celebrities, whether it's about fashion, beauty, or more personal matters. Now we're going one step further with this series of intimate and tell-all conversations. This is the podcast where I get under the skin of what really makes a woman by meeting the most important lady in their life.
That is what you say. She's crazy. She's nuts.
Mums and daughters may not always be the best of friends, but in this show, our fabulous females are brave enough to let us into their personal lives and share the highs and lows of their relationships.
It's actually quite difficult for me getting ready at the moment because I've just had surgery.
Where have you had what?
On my bum.
Can you
I'm sitting on a cushion.
Yeah, did you not notice the special cushion?
No, I saw the curves. Oh my gosh. Look at this bottom. You're not at all how I expected you to be. I don't know why, because you knew nothing about me, but it's because of what they've heard and read. And
absolutely, you know? What people just assumed.
I'm Lisa Snowden, this is Things I Told My Daughter, and here's what happened when I met Bianca and Cheryl Gascoigne. In this episode, I've taken a trip to the Royal Garden Hotel on Hyde Park, very civilised, I have to add, and I'm about to meet a mum and daughter who have fought hard to be fairly represented and respected by the media. Now, both women have led their lives in the public eye and stolen our hearts with their bubbly personalities on a series of reality TV shows. This week, I'm speaking with the beautiful and charming Bianca and Cheryl Gascoigne. I can't wait to talk to you both. Welcome to the podcast, Cheryl and Bianca Gascoigne.
You used to live really close to here, didn't you?
Yes, it's on my doorstep really for the last 4 years. I've been living in London. I've moved back out now. But yeah, just literally over that wall is where I used to run in the mornings with the dogs.
Lovely. As you do.
Nice early morning run.
But I've also took you for a little bit of Mother's Day afternoon tea in the Orange Tree.
Yes. Which is around the corner. I love Kensington Palace. I have gone around it quite a few times.
Yeah.
When I've been living here, and I haven't had the dog with me, and then I've gone round.
Yeah,
so no, lovely. I love anything like that.
Do you meet up now still, like on Sundays? And
if we can, I'd love to see you every Sunday if I could.
We live too far away from each other now.
I know, that's the thing, because I live right out of the sticks now, and you've kind of moved out of London.
But when I was living in London and B was living closer to London, then you'd come and...
Oh yeah, I used to always come and get my makeup done at yours.
Yeah, I've got this job
to do. Yeah, it used to be so handy, because obviously it was like right in the centre of London.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stop by yours after work or whatever and go to the next place. Yeah.
I think that's why Regan misses it as well, misses you, because obviously she was always popping in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you not think you should get a pied-a-terre? Do you not think we need... I need you to have a pied-a-terre.
I would love, wouldn't that be the best scenario?
It would, but best of both worlds.
If I could afford to be in London with a garden, I just really missed for 4 years not having a garden.
You just love sitting out in the sun, don't you?
Even if it's a cup of coffee in the morning or a glass of wine in the evening, just to be able to sit outside your own space, and obviously because I've got the dog. But the balcony just didn't cut it.
I was super shocked when you was actually moving into London, wasn't I? Because she's such a country girl, like really. Just like a little country village.
And did it for Regan, so.
I know. So when she said she was moving to London, I was like, wow. But you actually quite liked it, didn't you?
Well, yeah. 1 year, I said. I'm doing it for 1 year, Regan. That is it. 4 years later, I was still here. So I did enjoy it.
Does suck you in, especially if you've got a beautiful place.
You were used to having much more of a social life, weren't you? Because when your friends were coming into London, you was actually going out before. You'd be like, oh, no, I can't be bothered to go up there.
No, that's the thing.
So for me, it was nice to see, because obviously she's getting to go out a little bit more.
Yeah. How often do you speak on the phone?
All the time.
Yeah. Every day? All day? Lots of times throughout the day?
Yeah.
Do you?
Voice messages.
Yeah, voice notes are good.
Oh my God,
voice notes. You can do it while you're walking.
Yeah, it's just easier, isn't it? That's the thing. I'm such a voice note queen, aren't I? And this is how we communicate most of the time.
Bianca, you were the first Love Island winner. Was it back in 2006? That's 12 years ago.
It's
a long time ago.
I feel but so old.
No, you look incredible, by the way.
Good Botox.
Well, we'll get on to that, because I want to quiz you about all of that stuff. But Celebrity Big Brother as well. Yes. You did that. You're a presenter. You auditioned for The X Factor. Yes. I wish you would have got further. I was devastated. And Cheryl, you're an author. You've spoken about your press ethics. You're in I'm a Celeb. I did that too.
I know.
I need to talk to you about that. I didn't enjoy it. Did you enjoy
it? 8 years ago now.
Was it that?
Yeah, it was 2010 I did it. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, it's really tough. Really, I didn't expect it to be so tough.
I think that's what everyone... Isn't that what everyone
Low
asks you?
Low energy. Just, I couldn't be bothered to do anything.
Yeah, it's quite... Yeah, it's tiring doing nothing, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah.
I didn't mind it, but I just knew I'd be first out. I said that all the
were
way
Were you
along.
First out or second out?
No, I was first.
I was second out.
Because you was up against the favourites, may I add, though.
You know, I didn't mind, though. What didn't I say to you?
I know.
Said to everyone, please do not vote to me. I want to go in
and come straight out.
Come out. Yeah. And I said, and then, because I'd said, I want all the children to come with me. So
yeah, we was all
they
there
were
in
all
the
there.
Versace Hotel, loving
so
life.
All the time. And Nigel Havers was with me, and he kept saying, Cheryl, we don't belong here. Let's leave. I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm having a great Christmas.
Yeah.
That's all I'm keep thinking. Every night I was going, like, right, okay. You know, every day I was thinking about the money, right, okay, yeah, at the end we're going to have a great Christmas.
I was planning my Christmas menu. I was like, right, I need to. When I'm going to have that in the morning, I'm going to do that on Christmas Eve. And I was
you talk about food as well, don't
all
you?
All you do is talk about food. You just literally fantasise about everything you could possibly want to cook or eat. It is ridiculous.
We were sitting around, Dom Jolly was the year I was there as well, and we were sitting around just walking up and down Waitrose aisle. It was ridiculous. And, you know, and every shop you can think of, we were going, you know, where are you now? Yummy Marks and Spencer. Right, okay, so we go past the fruit, we go around there, we're just stopping at this, we're stopping at...
Yeah.
But you had a task that wasn't even on air, which we was a bit upset about, because I was talking about the eating thing. You had to eat, what, cat food?
I had to eat something and say whether it and pretend if it was really, that's lovely, and it was like a dog liver chew or something, or, and it was a sweet. And I was against Lempit Opic. And after that, he said, I'll never trust you. I thought you was a really nice girl. He said, now I never trust you.
Well,
you're
amazing at that.
Well,
yeah, that's our competitiveness as like a family.
Yeah, so the girls, we were always girls. Yeah. So, yeah, but I don't think I'm competitive.
You
until
are.
It gets to something.
Really?
And then I think,
yeah.
Oh,
we're
yeah,
secretly
maybe.
Competitive in things.
Well, I quite
think.
Like
yeah.
I wouldn't have had you down as a competitive kind of lady.
No, because I'm not really. I would. It's
but
not like I went
like
into
family
there.
Family games and stuff. We all like to win, don't we?
Yes.
Each other. So, yeah.
What's your favourite family game? Things like Taboo and.
If we play with Mason, we didn't. Never ever play Monopoly.
Right.
No, ever. Super duper competitive.
Does that get a little bit like.
Yeah, you it's not even worth it.
Yeah. Oh, no. So
he's
that's
a bad
banned.
Loser.
Yeah. And he is all out to win all the time. Like, yeah. Even if it's table tennis.
We like a little bit of ping pong. We're on holiday, don't we? That's a little, we have little ping pong championships.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, love that.
Surely that can't get nasty.
Yeah.
So we know a little bit about you from your shows and what we've seen of you, your kind of public persona. But I thought it'd be really nice if you could just flip it and you explain each other, like, in detail.
Right.
So you sort of explain to me what Bianca's really like.
Please don't.
Yeah. As a person. So I know now you're competitive, yeah. And then I want you to tell me what your mum's really like.
Okay, mum's really bossy. Obviously, I love my mum to pieces, but we have clashed in the past because I'm quite a messy person and she's super duper OCD clean. So that's the only time that we've really ever kind of fallen out, and that's we fall out of that back quite
yeah.
a lot.
If we live together, it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Don't go in my room, then it won't affect your life.
I still know it's there though. It's calling me.
Right.
The door shut, and all I can see is mess.
It's just piles
I can
of clothes
see through.
And shoes. Just
it's
thrown
just, it is clothes and it is shoes.
Too.
Yeah.
Mother's X-ray vision. See it
through the door.
If you're clean, it's like literally, I think everything's clean, and you're like, it's nice. But apart from that, we generally have like the best relationship.
Yeah.
We are best friends as well, obviously, mother and daughter. And literally, mum is super duper wise, like with anyone that's got any problems that you go to you. You're good at it, you're leveling it up. You know, like say if I was in the wrong, you wouldn't be scared to tell me that I was in the wrong or being stupid. You'd see it as in a fair light. And I think that's definitely one of your forces. For seeing, being very clever and very wise at advice.
I wouldn't say I'm super wise at all.
You are.
Just older, and with age comes a little bit
more
experience.
You are very good at giving advice.
So Bianca is, as you say, Bianca is what you see. She's crazy. She's nuts. She's bubbly. She's everything I would love to be when I was younger that I wasn't. I was shy and quiet and retiring. And she's like everything I would have loved to have been. Just super bubbly and happy. But
super
really, really messy.
Which you probably wanna change.
yeah, you're very sensitive, but that's endear- it's, that's an endearing thing. As long as I, when I say, B, don't be so sensitive, that she'll just go, and then it'd be fine.
She's just get annoyed she, sometimes I get annoyed, body dysmorphia,
yes, I get annoyed that she doesn't see how beautiful she is.
Yeah, because you are
and
gorgeous.
That, exactly. She's stunning and she doesn't see that.
And that must be really heartbreaking for a mum because you just, really hard. you know, she's
yeah, for any mum, it's hard
beautiful
when you,
daughter and you just want her to...
the first thing a child will say is that, like, you're going to say that, you're biased. But I will say, like she just said, there you are, so you should listen because you said I'm wise.
Yeah.
Ah,
exactly.
Oh,
okay.
You said, and you said that I would tell you straight. So if I thought you were
but
looking
not
gorgeous,
you, it's me.
But you should know now.
I know, but that's just me, and I just always see like this fat, chubby kid when I look in the mirror. So that's just always going to be that way. I have tried to conquer it, but I think it's just, you know, most women do have hiccup, like body hiccups in their mind.
Oh yeah, we all
so,
do. We all
but I just kind of maybe give myself a bit more of a hard time.
Yeah, too much of a hard time.
What about when you see photos of yourself? Do you not? Can you not appreciate then how gorgeous she looks? Like I can understand mirrors because sometimes mirrors are weird. And sometimes you're having an off day and you feel a bit like, you know, like you don't fit in your body sometimes. And I do know that feeling. I think
yeah,
we all have
time
to time.
Yeah.
But if you're getting photos back where you just look amazing, can you not be like, oh, God, actually, I'm quite
I'll probably always pick at something.
Will you?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
That's a shame.
But I just, I just can't, just the body thing, I think it's just where I was such a chubby kid. I just kind of just always feel that way.
And I always say to you, don't I, like, but then therefore you should say, well, look, that's how, I, you know, when I was younger, but look how beautiful and stunning and great my figure is now. But you, in, she said, but that I still see little Bianca rather than beautiful,
grown
stunning.
Up, gorgeous, curvaceous Bianca.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just like sort of sauntered in here like a mermaid with your gorgeous, like.
I love mermaids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually cut my hair recently, though, so this is kind of a bit of a...
That's been cut.
No,
it's
honestly,
really long past her boobs, by the way, everyone.
It usually touches my bum, and it's like my comfort blanket, isn't it?
Yes, always.
So, like, this is probably the shortest I've had it for a very, very long time, so I feel like I'm kind of growing up a little bit.
Wow,
it
changes.
Yeah.
Slowly, baby steps.
Yeah.
But, I mean, have you got extensions?
Oh, yeah. My head's full. I have my extensions around the corner, actually. Yeah, this is...
Is that why you're late today?
I was late because it's actually quite difficult for me getting ready at the moment, so I've just had surgery.
Have you?
So it's just like getting my shoes on and everything isn't.
Where have you had what? Was
on my bum.
Can you
I'm sitting on a cushion.
Yeah, did you not notice the special cushion?
No, I saw the curves. Oh my gosh. Look at this bottom.
Yeah. This is my
special
cushion.
Was that a Brazilian? Was that what it was? I thought it was a CD case. I didn't know what it was. Is that for your bum?
So yeah,
a special
this is
bum
I've got
cushion.
To sit up because I can't actually physically put my weight on it just yet. So this is why
it's
I'm kind of
posture,
sitting
it,
up like this. Yeah,
it's good for your posture.
Normally I do slouch.
So hang on, is this always?
Is it the injections, the Brazilian bum lift thing?
Yeah. So they take your fat from your tummy or from your back, and then they put it in your bum, like so.
How do you feel about?
No, she was not happy. She was.
Cheryl's shaking her head.
No, she's not happy. No, she was not
smiling,
happy.
Smiling but shaking her head.
No, I was exceptionally worried because it was literally a week after, sadly, someone passed away from the same operation.
I read about that. That's what
it's quite honestly, something that I've thought about for years and years and years. And like I said, I have got this body dysmorphia, and it's just something that I've wanted to have done. I have tried to get my bum to how I want it, just never really got there. And I just saw this as an option. And then, like you said, this sad, you know, tragic story of this lady passing away, it really was a scary thing. But I know that these people that done this was probably not doing it the right way. So I had like lots of chats with the doctors. Yes. He says it's done in this particular way. He said that he would speak to you because I had to go to Marbella for it, you see.
Right, okay.
So this was 4 weeks ago.
And there's good surgeons in Marbella?
Oh, he's amazing. He's been doing it for like 25 years.
Right, okay.
It's Serene Cosmetic, and he goes around teaching people around the world how to do this particular procedure. And I think the other people, I don't want like to say, but they were doing it not in the way that he does.
That's how he reassured you.
So are you finished with surgery now?
Yes.
Definitely.
For now. Maybe a facelift later on in life, but I don't know. For now, yes.
Have you had your boobs done?
Yes.
So boobs, bum.
Yeah, that's it.
And a bit of Botox, you said earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're done now because you look amazing.
Done now until... a later date.
Right, okay. So I want to talk about you're going to start up a YouTube beauty channel, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So you're going to talk honestly and openly about all of the procedures and like, did you film any of that?
Did you? And it's like me coming around and I've got like no makeup on. I'm just like, my hair's just everywhere. It's not even been brushed. I couldn't find my hairbrush. So it's all going to be on there as well. I'm going to be, any girls that are going to have it done, it's going to be a step-by-step guide what you need to take, because one of my friends actually had it done at the same place. So she was like, okay, what you need to take to wear. And if I didn't have her, I really would have been left in the dark with it. So it's going to be a guide for, you know, any girls that are going to have it done, so that they know what to take, what to expect. Yeah. You know, it is a major procedure. And yeah, it takes a while to get over it as well.
How many days before you can fly then?
Well, it was 2 weeks.
Oh, you were there for 2 weeks?
I was there for 2 weeks, yes.
Oh, wow. Were you by yourself?
I was. And then my boyfriend came out the last week, which was quite nice. So, yeah.
Regan was supposed to come out, wasn't he?
Yeah, my little brother was supposed to come out. He lost his passport. Oh. I was so happy. I was like, yes.
I know, he was so happy as well.
Yeah. But I'm going to be doing makeup on there. I'm going to be doing everything like hair, because I always get a lot of comments on my hair. And yeah, it's just going to be, and I'm going to add like different things on there as well.
Did you do your own hair makeup today? Because that is major.
Thank you. I actually filmed it before coming here.
Oh, did you?
Yes, yeah.
Amazing. And then, but would you, you're an entrepreneur, would you say that? Because you sort of always and got your fingers in lots of different pies.
Well, I used to work at Harrods when I was 16. Yeah. I used to be a fashion buyer there. And then obviously Love Island happened, so I did lots of different things. And then I run a strip club for 3.5 years. Yeah. And I kind of
stopped. Were you actually there, like on a day to day?
Yeah. Mum, I was there. I left my house. Did you audition all the girls? Yeah, everything. Did the cashing up, did the security, everything. Not me, just in security. Pretty much, so I was given the keys to run, and I run it. It was my baby, and it was amazing. I had a great time.
Great, successful.
Yeah, it was really like literally, it turned it around. But then, it's not really a lifestyle that you want to live, because obviously it's night work. Like, I was leaving my house at 5 p.m, not getting until 7 a.m. Then I was waking up in the day, having to deal with bookings and all that kind of stuff. So it was just full on. And I just kind of thought, done that now.
Yeah,
box
yeah, it was
ticked.
Time. Yeah,
and yeah, time to move on.
Was enough.
Now you've got your dogs, and so you've got Incredibles.
Incredibles UK.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And so you're breeding bulldogs?
Yes, we will be. I literally fell in love with the breed. They are absolutely amazing. They're the best dogs ever. They're just super soppy. They don't need much exercising. They're just great. I just think they're so beautiful. But you obviously love them as well now, don't you?
I mean, they're cute. Yeah, but
you just think they look like cartoon characters, don't you?
I just want to walk them, and then they're so worn out so quickly, aren't they?
But if somebody
wants a dog that they don't have to walk, but they want the company, the attention, because they love cuddles, don't they? So they're perfect.
It's a different lifestyle. Yeah. Like I said, I've moved out to the country. Obviously, I know that breeding probably wouldn't be great enough in anyone else's eyes, because obviously the adopt don't shop, but I'm going to be incorporating some sort of charity work to give back to that as well, because obviously we need to make sure that these dogs go to nice homes.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So the reality TV though, like when you did Love Island, I mean, that was the first ever series, and you won it, smashed it, like with
Callum, was it Callum Best?
Yes, yes.
And how did that change your life?
It really did, because obviously, like I said, I was working at Harrods doing fashion buying, and I went on This Morning about something, and they spotted me on there. And I was a massive fan of the show because there was a series before my one, and the rest was history. I went on to there, and I was just so super happy that people actually liked me for me. That was a big thing for me, wasn't it? Like being accepted, because obviously at school wasn't the best time for me because I got a little bit bullied and things like that. So it was just really nice.
Because of who your dad was?
Yeah, because of
the
name,
they were just always being
I'm like, oh, she loves herself and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So for people to come out of the show and people be like, oh, you're actually like a really nice down-to-earth girl. I was like, yay! People couldn't see the real me. So that was a really good thing for that. And yeah, I did very well out of it. And yeah, I wish it was like this season, because the money that they're making now is incredible.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, off of the back of the show.
Off of the back of the show.
It's another world now,
it's
isn't
crazy.
It? Like 12 years ago, like, there was no Instagram.
No.
And that, like, now it's just...
It's just a massive platform for them. It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
And I think fair play to them. It's just great. I love the show as well.
To be fair, you've had an amazing career out of it. So Love Island, then kind of, did it go a little bit party scene for you then?
Yeah,
was it a little bit like, obviously like...
You did that scene for me.
But you didn't stay with Callum for long, did you?
No, me and Callum was never actually in a relationship.
Oh, right, okay.
And obviously we won the show together, and then I think the press just picked up on it, and then forever since we've been like, we've never had a relationship. He was never like, we never even went out.
But he wanted to.
Would
you go back in if they did like another, like...
Well, if I wasn't in a relationship, then I would, but because I'm in a, like, you know, happy relationship now, then yeah, no, I can't.
So I didn't know you were in a relationship. Oh. So this is really exciting. So there
not
is a fella.
No. Yes, there is a fella. Yeah. Yes, it's all good. And that's, we're doing the, obviously the dog business together. So
that is super cute.
Yeah.
Really, really cute.
I've like moved out into the country. Now country bumpkin. Yeah. So yeah, it's completely different. So obviously, like, you know, if you think about me running a club in London, and then now I'm obviously out in the country with my animals, it's just very nice. It's definitely chalk and cheese, but I'm enjoying it.
Good, it suits you. You're doing. So let's talk about you, Cheryl. When you went into I'm a Celeb, you kind of wanted to change the public's perception of you. Is that why you went in there originally?
Probably like yourself. I was asked quite a few times.
Yeah.
And I always was like, no way. There's no interest in me to go in. I love the programme. I'm a massive fan of it. And we all used to sit around watching it, didn't we? It was one of the, you know, like most families just sit
super entertaining.
Oh, it's the best. But yeah, so they asked a few times, and then I kept saying no. And this one year, my agent rang me and she said to me, I'm a Celeb spin on. I went, what, for next year already? It's not even started. It was like literally 3 weeks before it was due, I think, to start, because it was Halloween, because I was clearing up all the mess outside on the drive of all the leaves and all that Regan had decorated everywhere. She said, no, this year someone's pulled out and they really, really want you to go, and made me an offer I just couldn't refuse.
Oh, wow. I should have waited for one of those, shouldn't I?
I know, honestly.
I
know. I just couldn't. Wow. And I just sat and said to all of them, and they was like, you know, how
did you
not?
Think, when she said, I'm going to go and do it,
great.
She didn't go for it.
Yeah, of course. I love anything like that. I'd love to be able to do it one day. But I was just, because we love it as a family. We used to always sit and watch it. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, yeah, definitely do it. Why not? Obviously, I was worried about it when she went, obviously.
Yeah. Probably good that you didn't have too much time to think about it, that you were just like, literally,
I know, and it was like, you know, so much that I just was like, whoa. And I thought, how can
when
I turn
that
down
it?
I was still, you know, Regan was at school, I had school fees to pay, and what was that, what did you say
when you was on it? I wanted you to come out because I was worried about you. I was like, yeah, go do it. And then when I was watching, I was like, I don't think she's enjoying it, get her out.
But like, you have to be, you feel like you have to be super lovely with everyone, which you normally would be nice to everyone, but you feel you, because you think everyone hates
you.
Yeah, you think people have got preconceived ideas. And quite often people, well, not so much now, but years ago, they go, you're not at all how I expected you to be. I don't know why, because you knew nothing about me, but it's because of what they've heard and read. And
absolutely, you know? What people just assumed. That overcompensation is exhausting, though. Yeah. Everywhere you go in the back of a cab, you're like, hi, mate!
Yeah.
You're not how I thought it was going to be. How you're going to be. Yeah, just that horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. So can I ask, do you have somebody in your life, somebody special?
No.
Been single
forever. I want mum to find someone special.
Oh, she says now.
If it's the wrong person, then I'm not having it, because you deserve, like, an amazing, amazing person. So if I don't feel like he's up for the cut, then he gets the cut.
Oh, I just need to find someone so that
very well protected with Bianca around.
Oh, all of
and
us.
And Regan.
Really? Well, Mason's quite more laid back, but
Mason's like, yeah, you should meet someone, mum.
No, because I feel like you need someone that you deserve. That's not a bad thing, is it?
No, absolutely not. But there's so many dating apps out there and websites. And no, I know, but I know lots of girls that are on it.
Me too.
And I know my friends
married.
Exactly. Who've met their husbands.
I think it's fabulous.
It's just not
but
for
I,
you.
No, I just no,
freaking out over the
I used to always think I was going to meet somebody on a plane. Like that was. Oh, really? I always thought like this is going to be, and I'd always like, you know, and I thought, right, I'm going to meet a lovely businessman on a plane, but that never happened. But I was really optimistic every flight.
And then you think, oh, you're married, you're a businessman traveling away from home,
yeah,
so you're probably
I was always
married.
Doing a little, like, have a little look at the left hand, yeah. Just trying to like
this little sneaky
peek. I know.
Trust them,
no,
so
you're
it's
right.
Like, I wouldn't believe them. There's no ring, it wouldn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, no, it's sneaky behaviour. But you are so gorgeous. But you know what? You don't need a man to complete you. Do you know what I mean? It's like you're happy,
absolutely,
you're healthy. Yeah. You've got this lovely life. You've got three
I've been
gorgeous
single
kids.
For, yeah, you've like, been single for so long. I think that if a man was to come into your life and demand a bit of time, then you'd probably be like, whoa.
Yeah. Okay, this is a little mushy part when I want you to kind of share your most special experiences together as mum and daughter.
Bianca always makes me laugh. So wherever I go, she just makes, like the holidays when we
actually getting emotional. Why am I getting emotional?
Because you are emotional, because you're super sensitive.
I think I would be crying the whole way through if I did it with my mum, honestly.
I know.
Like,
I'm like tearing up. Why am I doing this? It's so weird. We have been through so much, and our saying is, ain't no mountain high enough, isn't it? So whatever happens.
So it's when you're low, perhaps, and then you just think,
well, just anything, nothing's going to come between us. And
yeah. So it's just one of our low, it's my company name as well. I named my company that. Yeah. It's really embarrassing. Name your company, ain't no mountain high enough.
And it's the song as well. So
what's wrong with
this?
Your diction? Why you're like, well, you know, your pronunciation? It's not, no, it has to be ain't no mountain high enough. So that's what we have.
Because the song, if I hear the song, I even like get emotional.
Yeah. Specific memories. We always had great holidays. I love going for dog walks, and they all moan because every Mother's Day they go, "What do you want to do?" I go, "I want a family dog walk." They'll go,
"Oh, okay."
Are you good to go somewhere outside of London and take all the dogs and have like a big kind of
now that we can? The bulldogs, like, get them in a pram.
We
can push them along.
So you do that? One in a buggy, one in a pram.
What a pram for one?
Wheelbarrow.
I'm just desperate for grandchildren.
Oh no.
Do you approve of the new fella?
Yes,
he's lovely.
Yeah,
he's
really
good.
Lovely.
That's good.
Yeah, no.
He wants children. You want me to have children. And I'm just a bit
hurry
like,
up.
I've never really been very maternal, and it's only kind of the past
since my best friends had children.
Mm. That's how kind of it swayed me a lot, because obviously I see their bond, and I'm like, oh yeah, I can have that. Yeah. But I just never really been. If someone shows me a picture of a baby, but if they show me a picture of a puppy, I'll be like, oh my god, I'm with the puppy. And the baby, it's really nice, lovely.
But now you've met the babies, and they're, you know, because it's
so
like my sisters have both got babies, and it's just like it's a different kind of love and feeling, isn't it, than just
seeing warming baby. Towards
very
it now, let's say. So I'm a little bit
happy.
More hopeful.
Yeah. So,
what are you most proud about of each other?
So Bianca works so hard, and she doesn't get the recognition for that. Like, you know, even when you said to her, "What, you actually were there all the time? You didn't just say you were like a manager of a." I mean, she worked solidly for 3.5 years, all the shifts, and then at Christmas, all those shifts. And B is, every how she is, how you see her today, is exactly how she is. Yeah, she's sensitive, but that's a lovely quality in her. But she's just really messy.
No, I'm just bringing it back to reality.
Damn mess.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her. And you know, she handles herself so well. When she was in the Big Brother house, there was a dalliance that I wasn't happy with, but the rest of the time she was just blew everyone away. People were contacting me saying, "What a lovely down-to-earth girl," and that's exactly what she is. So I'm super, super proud. So now,
thank Emma, you. Don't do that to me, because I'm definitely
going to cry.
Sniffing on the podcast.
Oh god, now I'm really gonna cry because you got emotional.
You don't normally say that, do you, to each other?
That's what I mean. I find that really hard to tell my mum. Like, you know,
so it does make you feel
like
you don't take that time. I mean, we should.
Yeah, you really should. Like, life's so short, isn't it? And I was thinking that when I was.
I never had that with my mum, did I? So it's so. That's why I'm always over, like, you know, overprotective, over, like, I love you so much. I love you, love you, love you. You're beautiful, you're beautiful. But because I never had that.
Yeah.
So it makes you, and I mean it, obviously, but, like, you know, it makes me be like that even more. But I never had that chance.
Pick out those qualities that you really kind of admire and those moments that you just, you know, inspire and make you proud. It's hard to to say it without getting weak.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So now I'm like,
how am I going to say this without crying about my mum? So obviously, I am so super proud of my mum, like everything that she's overcome. She's been through hell and back, and to be the positive, the lady, she's absolutely stunning, as you can see. I would really just love to, if anyone ever says to me, oh my god, you look like your mum, or you're like your mum, I'm just like, that's the biggest compliment you could ever give me. It's like, oh, thank you, I really hope so. But just because you're just the most fabulous lady in the world, and I love you so much, and you're my rock, and thank you for being there for me. I know I've not been easy, because I have been a bit of a nightmare from time to time, so thank you so much, and I love you so much.
Super cute. So we know, like, you know, you want grandkids, you want like that. So we know what you want from each other.
Most happy.
I am only joking.
It has to be right.
What is next on the horizon? So you obviously you've got your YouTube channel.
Yeah,
you've
I'm really going to concentrate.
Incredibles.
On that.
Yep.
And then I think that's pretty much it for the time being for me. Take a step out, and you know, I really enjoy doing makeup. It's a very therapeutic thing for me to do, and the dogs is just such a luxury anyway. Because obviously
good at makeup as well, though.
Yeah, so it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, but now I've got a bit more time on my hands, I can actually do it.
I
just get a lot of comments on it. So
you've always said, haven't you? Brother, that's all there was, like, where'd she get her head on? Where'd she get these clothes on? Where, you know, how does she do her makeup?
I tell everyone on my shows.
Yeah,
brilliant. And for you, Cheryl?
Just being mum.
Just being mum.
Doing what I love doing best.
Yeah. Being mumsy jobs.
Yeah. Mumsy. That's it.
Love it. Bianca and Cheryl, thank you so much for letting me join you today. It's been so nice chatting to you.
You've brought us together for the day, so thank you guys.
Yeah,
for
that. Oh, just had a really lovely chat just sitting with them here at the hotel. I mean, they're just both totally adorable, really, really strong women. And I mean, Bianca's bottom just blew me away. I can't believe the curves on that woman. And I'm so pleased she brought it up, because I would have been like, excuse me, where did that bum come from? But interestingly, and really sadly, she has this body dysmorphia that she's suffering from at the moment, which is, I mean, it's such a shame. But Cheryl is such a strong, independent and intelligent woman. I just know that Bianca's going to be fine. I just know with the guidance of Cheryl, it's something that she's going to grow out of. Plus, she's found true love, which I'm so happy for. So here's to some grandkids, potentially. No pressure, Bianca. Fabulous is Britain's most read women's magazine and is packed full of affordable fashion and beauty, as well as exclusive interviews with our most loved female celebrities. It's also free every week in the sun on Sunday. Join me next time on Things I Told My Daughter, where I get to meet another amazing mother and daughter duo. I'm Lisa Snowden, and you've been listening to Things I Told My Daughter. So I just wanted to add this note, because I'm sure some of you might be a bit confused as to why I didn't bring up the subject to Cheryl and Bianca about their relationship with Paul Gascoigne. I wanted to, but the girls didn't want to talk about it, and out of respect to them, I didn't bring it up. Plus, the clue's in the title. It's all about the relationship between girls and their mums, mums and their daughters. So it didn't seem relevant.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.